The following presentation is a Barrett Sports Media production. In the sports media business, change is inevitable.
Tony Romo could become the first $10 million a year TV analyst.
Disney has named James Pitaro as the president of the worldwide leader.
Fox has signed a deal with the NFL to broadcast Thursday Night Football.
But not every move makes national headlines.
This news came out of left field, I think, for everybody.
I was shocked.
Keeping you updated on the news you might have missed. Here's Brandon Contis with the Under the Radar podcast.
All righty, welcome to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast with Brandon Contis, where we'll catch you up on the recent industry news that may have been missed, but certainly deserves some attention. We'll do it each week in 10 minutes or less. This is season one, episode one of the Under the Radar podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Contis, Barrett Sports Media's lead reporter for sports radio and television news, writing daily news articles for the platform with some feature stories mixed in. And while we do a great job at BSM of cranking out daily content to keep everybody up to date on changes and news within the industry, there's still plenty that gets missed, and we have a lot of great nuggets in here this week that includes interesting updates with on-air talent, PD movement, podcast premieres, cool sponsorships, and more, but we only have 10 minutes to work with, so let's dive right in. And we'll get it started with a pretty big developing story. According to sources, Sports Radio 610 in Houston recently cut ties with evening host Matthew Jarecki. Jarecki was with 610 for just 3 months after joining the station in June. His name still appears on the station's website menu as of Sunday, that's when I'm recording this, but when you click on it, it takes you to 610 at night. Keeping with Sports Radio 610, one of their on-air contributors, Derek Fogle, recently did some fill-in work at ESPN Upstate in Greenville, North Carolina, and Fogle hosted Mark Ryan's afternoon show on September 5th, and those two spent time together as co-workers while Ryan was also at Sports Radio 610 before he joined ESPN Upstate last year. If you missed it, on BSM last week, Ryan had some interesting insight on what it was like working with Booger McFarland when the two hosted in Tampa Bay together. Ryan was complimentary of Booger, and those comments were made exclusively to BSM in response to another one of Booger's former co-hosts, Todd Wright, who recorded a podcast bashing the now Monday Night Football analyst. A cool piece of news from earlier this month, Ashley Nicole Moss began joining the Greek Zone, the afternoon show for 940 Winds down in Miami. And Moss works on sister station 103.5 The Beat. Now she'll be joining Winds every Tuesday at 2 p.m. And I'll let her tell you a little bit more about that.
What's up, everybody? Big announcement. I am so excited to join 940 Winds. And I'm going to be on the Greek Zone 2 to 4 p.m. I want you guys to tune in. We're going to be talking about sports, Twitter, NBA Twitter, NFL Twitter, the crazy things athletes are doing. We're going to talk Hard Knocks, fantasy football, the whole nine. I want you guys to tune in. You know how much I love my sports, and I'm so excited to be getting back to my roots, so it's going to be a really good time.
There's always a lot of fun new shows with the start of the NFL season, and last month, Billy Rutledge and Billy Prickett debuted a new weekly fantasy football show on 790 KRD in Louisville. The Billy and Billy Fantasy Football Show airs every Sunday at 11 a.m. throughout the entire NFL season. A couple of New York notes. ESPN New York launched a new betting show hosted by Anita Marks. That new show, Weekend Wager, debuted last Friday and is going to air every single Friday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Everybody has a podcast. I have three. And now Yankees radio voice John Sterling has one. Pinstripes and Bright Lights launched on September 6th. They're short in the 10 to 15 minute range and offer some behind-the-scenes stories from his life watching baseball. The 81-year-old Sterling and 30-year Yankees play-by-play announcer is one of the best, and certainly one of the most popular radio voices in the country. He just is. And that was like a Colin Cowherd-style double-down that just came out. John Sterling's one of the greatest. He is! He just is. All right, Aaron Hawksworth, who works at 106.7 The Fan in D.C. and also hosts The Ravens Report, a weekly television show airing Saturdays at 7 p.m. on WBAL-TV. She'll be competing in D.C.'s Dancing Stars Gala for a chance to win $10,000 to the charity of her choice. And the Dancing with the Stars style fundraiser, it's generated more than $1.3 million for local charities in the last 5 years, which is just an incredible number. This one was a little bit more mainstream, but in case you didn't hear it, this voice from the Minnesota Vikings radio network.
Case on a deep drop, steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side, caught by Diggs. Stay up!
Oh, my God!
Loose.
Oh, my God!
30!
No! 10!
Touchdown! Are you kidding me? It's a Minneapolis miracle!
Or at least I should say one of those voices. Paul Allen, the longtime play-by-play announcer for the Minnesota Vikings and the weekday radio host on KFAN, he's going to call some games for the Wild during the upcoming NHL season. It's Bob Kirsch, the longtime voice of the Wild. He's going to reduce his road schedule a little bit this year, and Allen and Bob FM's Jim Erickson are both going to share the fill-in responsibilities. Also, when we're talking about KFAN, I thought this is kind of cool. The iHeartMedia Minnesota Sports Radio Station, they partnered to create the KFAN Unfiltered Blonde Ale, and they did that with Utapil's Brewery. It's a beer that's supposed to honor the Minnesota sports fan, all right? So feel free to reach out and send a sample of the beverage for some research purposes. Friday the 13th, it brought some good luck for Alex Dono. The former QAM host joined Slam Radio on SiriusXM, and Dono's going to host a two-hour show every Friday at 1 p.m. for Slam Radio. Dono, he previously hosted middays on WQAM in Miami until both they and 790 The Ticket. They reorganized their lineups and they made a few cuts in August. Dono also, he still does work as the studio host on the Miami Hurricanes radio network. Also on the 13th, Syracuse University's WAER had their 2019 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. So congratulations goes out to Dr. Larry Myers, George Hamilton, and Professor John Nicholson, each of who were celebrated on Friday night. 670 The Score's Danny Parkins, he posted a cool note on Twitter about Nicholson specifically, saying there are countless of the biggest and smallest names in broadcasting who credit the best real-world lessons they took from college from John Nicholson, which is a great testament from a great radio host in Parkins. WAER, they also announced their 2020 Hall of Fame class, which features a few industry superstars. Nick Wright from Fox Sports 1 and SiriusXM, Adam Schein from SiriusXM and CBS Sports, and play-by-play voice for the Arizona Cardinals and ESPN, Dave Pesch. Nick Wright, he called it the greatest honor of my professional career, which says a lot for somebody who's been as successful as Nick has. We also have to congratulate Brandon Kravitz, the afternoon host on 96.9 The Game in Orlando, was recently promoted to serve as the station's program director. And this happened a few weeks ago, but it didn't get the pub it deserves, so just want to throw that note out. And Kravitz, he's going to continue hosting the station's afternoon show in the zone, as well as serving as the studio host for Orlando Magic radio broadcast. Staying in Florida, Orlando Alzugarri and 1210 The Man have parted ways. The Big O joined the station shortly after it launched this past winter. The longtime South Florida sports radio host, he's hosting a podcast and working part-time for Mad Dog Radio on SiriusXM as a weekend host there. But Orlando no longer with 1210 The Man. And that, of course, comes after he parted ways with WQAM last year, having two tenures that spanned almost two decades with the South Florida radio station. A few more quick notes I want to mention before we sign off. Lotus Broadcasting in Las Vegas, they hired their next sports program director, but have not made an official announcement, so keep an eye out for that coming soon. And staying out west, the former morning show for Sacramento's ESPN 1320, The Rise Guys, Whitey Gleason and Mark Kreidler, they actually got back together to launch a podcast, and it's called The Rise Guys Ride Again, debuted on September 6th with episodes around a half hour each. They dropped three more episodes last week. And then also since leaving ESPN 1320, Gleason, he's been contributing some part-time hosting work to his former station that he worked with out in San Francisco previously. That's 95.7 The Game. And then lastly, Kevin Wheeler, who was recently let go by 101 ESPN in St. Louis. He was brought in by Fox Sports 910 in Phoenix for some afternoon show auditions. And Wheeler, who had a long and very successful run in St. Louis on both 101 ESPN and KMOX before that, his clean track record as a near 25-year radio host, it could be a great fit for 910, especially after their recent debacle with Dan Cilio earlier in the month, who the station hired and then parted ways with after just four shows. That was all detailed on BSM if you didn't catch it. And then Matt Fishman actually wrote a spinoff article from that news story, which discussed play-by-play partners' influence in programming decisions, which is great. So make sure to go check that out if you haven't already. Cilio then announced this week that he's joining Twitch for a show, which is also the home of sports radio icon Tony Bruno. Alrighty, we're about out of time for this week. Thanks for listening to the first ever episode of Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast. I'm Brandon Contis. Comments and feedback are always welcome at brandon.contis@gmail.com. As always, keep up to date with industry news at barrettsportsmedia.com, and we'll have some great feature stories dropping this week. And of course, we'll chat next week. Be good.
Thank you for listening to the Under the Radar podcast. To pass along news, tips, and inside information, follow Brandon on Twitter at Brandon Contes. And for the latest sports media news, visit our website, BarrettSportsMedia.com.